Hello, and welcome to Sounds from Chicago, a series featuring new music, poetry, audio art, and new works for radio, created by Chicago artists from diverse aesthetic and ethnic backgrounds. I'm Lily Bruder. For the next half hour, you'll be hearing Live Here and Now, a collaborative poetry and electronic sound work for radio by Tushin, Gregory Taylor, and Bill Milosh.
I come in a jaded form. My eyes are green and may have seen their last. I have no prayer nor needy begging, only to look at you. My eyes are green. I have three scars. One of them I will give to you. Two I will keep. I will put them under a metaphysical cup. We will play a bean game with them. You will lose. Gambling with metaphysical properties is generally not considered proper behavior. Silver cups and dead flowers tarnish and fade both with the same glee. And all that is not a question is understood, she said, said she. From the sofa reading old poems from Paris and Jersey. Yet looking into those brown eyes I could see the questions both tarnish and fade.
The oily shadows of a dying
room. We're already making memories of we two fools sitting on a Williamson Street sofa, now speechless and full of empty. Porch sitting Willie Street and Rambo and Porch Sart and Willie Colette Street and Buck, all discussing alto or alter sax sex and various degrees of symmetry. Like joyous buzzards, we pick the wind for similes, semi-lies, and happy for sun or snow. We still lean back, porch sitting, and care for those that don't. Porch sitting and care for those that don't. Step on any crack or cracker you feel you can afford to. Once you are up, stay up. Never go sailing on the day of the night of a full moon. Never go against the grain only because you feel the wood is soft. If you feel you deserve revenge, get revenge.
Why don't we do that again?
Why don't we start over again?
Is that all right with that?
Sure, no. We'll just leave it. Just start again.
Why don't we do that again?
No, start a different one. Is that all right? It's live. It's happening. It's now.
Start again.
No, start a different one.
How about a...
Burroughs' brain. Silver, like the wire, burnt a bit, but recovers between white sheets of New Orleans lovers. Whitman's beard glistening white with word crumbs thick. Corso's teeth most missing in action. Three found in almost forgotten poems. Ginsburg's groin tired, protected by the sacred fingers of Shiva. Berryman's plunge, futile and airy, drunk, missed the waters. Henry pushed him, laughing. Kerouac's road, high on ungracious mileage, no speed limit, no booze limit, maybe he couldn't choose, damn it. Ruth Stone's moment, calling George Barker a drunken moment. Old lech with no pecker, after he called her a cow with no tits. Rimbaud's demise, gems and a rotten knee. Platt's passing, her daddy thought it a gas. I know those crazy signs, like mud drops on a solitary tomb, wrapped in bat wings, in a rain, in a garden of graves, in a dream, real as dust, dust to dust, then to mud. I see those crazy signs reflecting off these streets, swept into the metro, homeless on the benches and under. They are the anti-miracles, whose miracles will never come. Time to sleep, time to despair. I know those crazy signs in the rhymes of ceremony, in the rhythms of Dr. Season, in the icons, and in the bustle and movement that history cannot see nor ever judge. I know those crazy signs. Another coastal hangover. These waves fly like jet shots through the morning and rest somewhere in the French Quarter, then become smaller, more gentle in the night. With jazz and 10-cent beers, these waves bend into mist. A nearly full moon was pushing out from the August night. Your hands, the color of stained pearls, were held up as if to catch this moon should it fall. It didn't, and now your hands wait, slowly burning for the sun. By the time the ash from your cigarette tumbled to the floor, by the time it shattered on the floor, you sent 38 years of heroes screaming out the door, and I felt more naked than a greeting in a churchyard, more alone than a shot glass on its side and swaying, and all you did was cross your legs, take a breath, and whisper, "You've got a match." Frozen face and the snow washes away wrinkles, that's what you said. Just like the other night, down there, buried in your winter, you laughed and gave me hiccups. I was never meant to be your lover. I am twitched and hung over by your beauty. I am stunned by those nails you drive, rust and glory, each of them. We seem to be flying on a jeweled missile, bloody with joy and frantic as co-pilots. Let's parachute. A single drop of sweat explodes on my tongue. This night is too dark, and we are falling through each other. I am lost somewhere inside you. I can feel your music, ironic, chilled and layered in liquid measures. My face is buried between your breasts, a special place that has become my musty prison. Freedom is now a memory. Justice has been served, and your nipples are two smiling guards. Rage of a far-off train measures the distance. Scuffed sneakers meet afternoon stones, and dusty road is too hot to the face, but no need to look up, seen it all before. Green trees cradle the wind and toss it back again. This is worth listening to, but only for a minute. A second of panic when aloneness seems forever, but you know it's really not quite that long. So panic slips into just another dull ache, like a too tight belt or an interrupted dream. A locket, broken away from its chain, lies embedded in the cat skeleton of the ancient earth. Too sweaty, too hot to reach down, maybe a kick or a nudge. Step on any crack or cracker you feel you can afford to. Once you are up, stay up. Never go sailing on the day of a night of a full moon. Never go against the grain only because you feel the wood is soft. If you feel you deserve revenge, get revenge. But know that you are dealing with a boomerang. Once you are up, stay up. Embrace both rage and passion, but never in desperation. Color the sky any way you choose, but always color the grass green. This will keep Whitman and the Indians happy. A saxophone snaps back at the night. Your fingertips are touching my fingertips. And when you whisper, I want you to want me, your voice cracks hard like years of cigarettes and pain have taken away all the softness. And your eyes, your green, green eyes, look down or far, as if looking at nothing's shadow, and the corners of your mouth also move downward, but only slightly, as though the smallest smile may appear next and surprise both of us. And then we would have to laugh a little at our tenderness, so small and gentle, that it hangs on the alto saxophone note that's blowing away from us now, unscathed and heaven-bound. Thank you. I can't take it, Bill. It's keeping me awake. Sitting on the American dream in this hemorrhoidal state. You got your arts board matrons serving lies and tea to diamond-laden ladies who refuse to hear or see the hollow-mouthed painter who feels he can no longer be the sole supporter of psychiatry. So he shoves a gun up his ass and makes the evening news in a single blast and in color. And TV preachers in white limousines pulling their hair and positioning screams, saying what you gotta do is be alive and keep sending checks for $10.95, while the helpless and homeless angels of poverty slide slowly off the table of society, their fingers rubbed raw with the art of survival. They can't fill their stomachs with the pages of a Bible or TV charity. I can't take it, Bill. It's keeping me awake, sitting on the American dream in this hemorrhoidal state. And people keep shuffling cards in their feet and pretending they can hide from the blood in their sheets, while the dealer keeps smiling this game is for keeps, and he tosses them a death card that gets caught in the pleats of their hearts. And the dour-faced generals with gold-capped teeth hold a sword of oppression far from its sheath, butchering little countries in the name of peace. They're mucus-mouthed madmen who think that life is on lease, whose souls have been evicted. And Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Pillsbury wants us to raise our children in the image they'd like to see. Make them rich and stupid, put them on MTV, cut off their feelings, castrate them emotionally by telling them macho rap is real poetry, hairballs in the corner. I can't take it, Bill, it's keeping me awake, sitting on the American dream in this hemorrhoidal state. But don't pour me no shot, no. I gotta see this thing through, and though there's darkness all around us, I can feel me getting close to you. And it ain't no hat trick, baby, it's just called living the blues. Here in the street where the mail comes late, and I'm messing with the American dream in his hemorrhoidal state. Bloodshot dawn has no choice and remains the same. Your eyes open and shut with pain, and water gathers and dries and crystallizes sadness. Despair is easier when it seems that's all there is. A cold, constant tremble works from the inside out as hunger becomes a tight and accustomed knot. Somewhere below the heart, which beats now in jangled nervous rhythm, faster, and to no particular melody, no harmony, just a crazy jump beat that's split and frayed round and round, 'cause it's too damn close to the fire, and farther from the flame.
You smashed every wine glass in that room. Moonlight through the window. I saw a jagged stem. Barefoot, I walked across that room, picked it up, and walked across that room to you. Moonlight, more moonlight through the window, glistening on the wine glass stem. I shoved it into your neck. It was such a pretty stem. It was such a pretty neck. I bought you a long-stemmed rose, blood red in sunlight. You carried it to the white bathroom. You tried to flush it down the damn toilet. But there was a rescue. It came up, wet and limp. Yet the thorns were sharp and hard. The flower blood red in the sunlight. I wrapped the stem tightly around your neck. It was such a pretty stem. It was such a pretty neck. It was such a... It was such... It was... It...
You've been listening to Live Here and Now, a collaborative audio work with poetry by Tushin and electronic sound by Gregory Taylor and Bill Milosh. This program was produced by Bill Milosh for Sounds from Chicago. Sounds from Chicago is distributed by Experimental Sound Studio, a not-for-profit organization for the promotion and production of innovative sonic arts. If you'd like to find out more about this program and Experimental Sound Studio, our address is 5150 North Polina, Chicago, Illinois, 60640, or call us at 312-784-0449. Sounds from Chicago is funded in part by Experimental Sound Studio, the Chicago Office of Fine Arts, the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency, and the National Endowment for the Arts.
Thank you for listening.